We are going to talk about a disease called lupus. And I will never forget the program that I did at Channel 3 on lupus. And we're going to look at it this morning. And Dr. Joan Von Felt and Chanel Gabriel are with us. And again, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're delighted to be here.
You know, when you stop to think about lupus, and I was just saying, I don't know if you heard it or not, but when I was at Channel 3, I did a special on lupus and never realized until that time what a disease it was and how brave those folks were that fought the disease some of them came through. But it's one of those things that that you just don't know.
No, that's right. Our lupus patients are lupus warriors, and that's a great term for them.
Doctor, Chanel, can you both describe, first of all, the disease? What exactly is it, doctor, from a clinical point of view? And Chanel, what do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? What do you deal with as a patient every day?
So lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease. It's not contagious. It affects many organs. The most common are the skin and the joints. So a patient may have a rash, joint pain. But she can have internal organs affected as well, including kidneys, lungs, heart. It's much more common in women. 90% of people living with lupus are women. It's 2 to 3 times more common in women of color. Men get lupus too, and unfortunately, because doctors don't usually think about lupus, they can present when they're pretty sick to the emergency room. But that's why we're here today, to share that awareness, because it's important for all people to understand lupus.
Chanel, what do you deal with on a daily basis?
Well, I was diagnosed in 2002, and on a daily basis to this day, I mean, I dealt with everything from hair loss to severe fatigue, joint pain, stiffness in the morning, and about a year and a half later from my first, at least recognizing my first symptom, I was diagnosed with by my rheumatologist. And since then, we've actually worked together to develop a really great treatment plan for me. Through a lot of honest conversation and dialogue with her, it really, really helped a lot. And today I'll say that, like, lupus is a series of flares and remissions where it's really active, and sometimes it can be less active. It's a lot less active nowadays, although I do have my days where it can be really, really challenging. I might need a little more time waking up in the morning and getting out of bed, or I might need to go to bed a little earlier. Just might be really, really achy and really tired.
You know, when you stop to think about it, and I remember so well that everybody that had this particular disease, there was something about them, and even though we are not looking at you folks now, we're talking with you on the radio, but you still have that fire in you that you're not giving up. And I found this out when I was doing it on the television as well.
I mean, it's really important to just keep positive and to just manage as best as you can. And I think that for me, it was finding the things that made me feel good, and some of the things like me performing and doing my spoken word, my poetry and my music. Those are things that bring me joy. And also, you know, once again, working with my doctor, helping figure out what works best for me, what's not working, has helped. And just being more empowered that way, and finding more ways to, like, be a part of what my treatment plan looks like, and connecting with other people with lupus. Like you said, we are, you know, like Dr. Joan mentioned, we call ourselves lupus warriors, and finding other lupus warriors is really, really helpful, and it just, you know, definitely helps. me manage the disease. And I'm definitely glad to be working with GSK to raise awareness about lupus and to help other people with lupus know that they're not alone out there.
Doctor, what are we looking at as a treatment regimen here? Are we talking about steroids? Is there anything new on the horizon? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so I'm a rheumatologist for GSK, but prior to that, I was a rheumatologist at the University of Pennsylvania, professor of medicine for 30 years. I just retired last year, and I took care of hundreds of lupus patients. And there were hundreds of treatment plans for those lupus patients. Each patient, a rheumatologist will design an individualized treatment plan, and that's why it's so important to have open and an honest dialogue with your rheumatologist, to tell her the difficulties that you're having with your illness so that your rheumatologist can design a specific individualized plan for you.
You know, when you stop to think about all of this and what you've been through, you just have a drive. It's a certain drive, hard to describe, but I'll never forget it when I, for the first time, met somebody and talked with somebody that had lupus. So, on the overall, are you feeling much better? And how often do you get these? I call them hits when you're not the way you should be.
I do feel a lot better than I initially did. I mean, lupus is still very unpredictable sometimes, but, you know, I definitely have learned to listen to my body and take breaks when I need them and not feel guilty for having to. And really, you know, I think just having the support around me and being able to find other fellow loopies, as we say, people, lupus warriors that are dealing with
loopies.
That are dealing with it has been really, really, really helpful. And yeah, like there are days where it is rough, but I have so many more good days, and I really always try to at least, I'm blessed. I have to always recognize that I'm still here, and as long as I'm still here, I can still just really try to empower other people and, you know, yeah, just connect with other people and show them that lupus is something that we can live with while it is challenging. And definitely there are a lot of resources to help people feel better. And one of the resources is usinlupus.com, usinlupus.com. And it's a way to connect with other people living with lupus, as well as to find resources on how to advocate for yourself and work with your doctor to find out what's best for you.
That's what I was going to ask. So it's usinlupus.com for the info, correct?
Yeah.
Great. Dr. Joan Von Felt and Chanel Gabriel, a doctor and a lupus warrior, talking about the problem of lupus. Ladies, thank you so much this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
thank you. And God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks.